Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
49344.
You said that was 49344?
Correct.
First and last name on the account?
Patricia Cooper.
And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
2629 10th Street, Shelbyville, Michigan.
Okay, thank you for that. One moment. Okay, I'm locating your account for the discount shopping store membership and the sweepstakes entry. Looks like your account has already been canceled. How can I help you?
I'm requesting and begging for a refund. My husband is in hospice. I cannot afford this kind of money a month. I would appreciate it if you could refund the money that has been charged to my account.
Okay, well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, ma'am, but that charge is valid. The most I can do for you will be a 35% courtesy refund of the charge.
35%?
Correct.
You've got to be freaking kidding me. I would like the whole $73.76. My husband is dying of cancer. I cannot afford this. This is ridiculous.
I'm not going to be able to issue a full refund, ma'am. The charge is valid. I can do a 35% courtesy refund.
I'm not happy about this, and I'm going to dispute it.
Okay, but you're more than welcome to.
Give me what I need.
They do have to contact us first within that dispute. We do provide them with our legal documentations of our terms and conditions, along with the information on the account.
This whole thing happened because you sent me an email that I just deleted and didn't even open. And now I've got the $77 out of my account that I cannot afford. We are in our 80s. My husband is dying. We live off Social Security. I do not have that kind of money. I think you people are a stinking ripoff.